I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Warriors have won 7 in a row. They play the Nuggets tonight and then the Bucks tomorrow. And they got to keep winning. It's as simple as that. They remain in 6th. They lose tonight. Minnesota beats Indiana. Boom. They're back into 7, even though they've been probably one of the hottest teams in the NBA. But they got to keep winning. There's no doubt about it, Gu.
Yeah, and... You know, I don't want to get big-headed, Stani, but there's been a tidal wave in regard to, you know, just the heights this team can reach. So I'm looking at the standings. This is super ultra fun, right, Stani? But again, I feel like I've seen enough to where I'm going Sly Stallone. Bring it on, whoever the first-round opponent ends up being. But I got to be careful there, Stani, because if you do have a bit of a hiccup after all this winning – you'll be in that box playing somebody, you know, for your livelihood.
Yeah, and you know, Steph Curry questionable tonight.
Back tightness?
I don't know. Yeah. I don't know. But he's got a back-to-back. We'll see if he plays both games. We'll see if Draymond plays both games, or heck, even Jimmy Butler plays both games. So we'll find out about that. But this is what actually I've been waiting on.
Okay, give it
because,
to me.
Because Guru has a theory about Jimmy Butler, and apparently this theory is so good.
Well,
and so hold on, okay. And so provocative that it's going to carry the show for the next hour or two. And I can't wait to hear it. He's been holding it from me, and I'm building it up because
look at my man.
Well, He built it up for me. So you have a theory about Jimmy Butler, and let's go ahead and undress it.
But I hate that. Risotto, it's like when you're dating and you tell your spouse, oh, boy, watch out now. And it's like, oh, okay, you're all right. You know, like, I didn't need that. But this is natural, Stani. So I'm hearing Jimmy Butler, right? The last three games. And we can all say since the inception of him in the Warrior uniform, he's got others involved. And that's a facet to his game I love. And it's worked. But 10 shots, 5 shots, and 11 shots. Those are his shot totals the last three games. But after Saturday night, he said to the reporter that asked him about, you know, slow motion in regard to his shot selection, Stein, he goes, when the playoffs come, watch out. And I'm not worried at all about Jimmy Butler being able to take that up a couple notches, if not 3 notches. But, Steiny, is it fair for me, and this is where I need you, and I thought I'd throw it to you, I thought to myself, that's a good thing, but if he does do that, I'm worried about maybe the others that might not be getting the opportunities they're getting now to kind of not shine, but put the ball in the hole. Or is that so good in Warrior Land right now, Goo, you're making something out of nothing. But I thought, not Jimmy taking it to another level, being aggressive, will that throw off the others where right now they're getting those opportunities?
I think that's a, what did Kobe say? Bikram yoga stretch.
Hadn't heard that.
I mean, I wouldn't be worried about that. Because
worry's strong, but I wanted to run it by you.
I mean, the one thing that Jimmy Butler has shown is he'll shoot when they need him to shoot. And listen, he'll take 10 shots a night as long as they're winning. I just think Jimmy Butler's the kind of player who, and I've said this, he's kind of like a point guard. If other guys have it going, he's totally content to not be a big scoring threat. And if there comes a time when Steph's rolling but he doesn't have a lot of help, then I think that's where Jimmy Butler starts to take over. And it seems obvious to me that he is smart enough to take over right when you need him and want him to take over. The last thing about Jimmy Butler, to my way of thinking, is he...
Give it to me.
He just doesn't dominate the offense. And so he doesn't have to be catered to on offense.
Damn.
Not unless we get to the point where they need buckets and maybe they're late in the game and they have to go somewhere to him, maybe in the low post. But I love that he just doesn't care about scoring if they don't need him to score.
No, I get that. And again, Stoney, this is not, I said the theory was about Jimmy, but it was about the others playing off of him. But let me ask you this, and I really believe it. Stoney, it's no secret. He hadn't played a lot of basketball. What? We're 16 games into his tenure here at Golden State. What if I told you he's not saving or preserving himself? And you could be like, "Goo, look at the minutes played. He's not doing that. What are you talking about?" But I do think he's still getting his legs underneath him. And he's kind of projecting, you know, about a month from now, Stoney, when the playoffs start, he'll be ready to take on that load, that extra load, if needed, in regard to scoring.
I guess. I mean, he's played, what, 15 games? I got to believe he's in pretty good shape right now. He certainly seemed like when he came back, he was in pretty good shape. So he's been playing for a month.
Mm-hmm.
I just think this is kind of who Jimmy Butler is. I think Jimmy Butler is the type of player who kind of fits in with the Warriors in terms of, you know, if they're playing a bad team and he knows that they should win the game, those are the games he's not interested in scoring 25. Now, obviously, Saturday's game, they could have used a little more scoring out of him, but Saturday's game was tough.
Yeah.
I mean, it was kind of one of those old-fashioned Eastern Conference games. Neither team scored 100, and, you know, he didn't have a ton of points that night, but I just think Jimmy Butler knows exactly who he is as a player and exactly what the team he's playing for needs out of him on a given night.
All right, there you go. And like I said, I'm not complaining. I'm just like, those days are coming, because you looked at Bridges. You know, he can play D. He's long. And they had Cat, even though we call him soft, and Mitchell Robinson. And boy, Josh Hart had a bad game Saturday. I don't know what he was doing. But the bottom line is, they get after it. And that was refreshing watching that 97-94 win. And tonight, I cannot wait. I really can't, because this could be a playoff preview.
Here's Jimmy Butler talking about the scoring and the role scoring has in his game right now and maybe looking down the line.
I'm not just a scorer. I can score whenever I want to. I can shoot the toughest of toughest shots if I wanted to, and nobody's ever going to say anything. But I want to get everybody involved. I want to get guys in their spots. And when it's my time, you'll know that it's my time. But until then, we're going to pass the ball to the open man, get my guys some jumpers, get them out in transition, and we're going to keep winning.
That's just wow. Jimmy, not Garoppolo, Stoney, the Butler.
Yeah, I mean,
that's a confident dude, man.
And, you know, he seems to be the kind of player that he'll be there when you need him.
Wow.
To score. When you need him to score, I get the sense that he's going to be able to score.
Yeah.
And that's kind of what he does. He picks and chooses his spots. He figures out what the team needs and usually follows through one way or the other. The one thing I do want to talk about today is Steve Kerr. He passed Alvin Adles as the all-time winningest Golden State Warriors coach.
Mr. Best.
And the one thing that we've heard about Steve Kerr among some of the fans in the fan base is they've been critical of him. And they think that he's not great at player development. You always hear, quote-unquote, rotations. Well, the Warriors right now are 13-2 in Jimmy Butler. No, they're 50. He's played 15. They're 14-1 in the games that Jimmy Butler's played.
Gotcha.
How can Steve Kerr not get a ton of credit for that? Are there people out there that believe, well, if anybody had Jimmy Butler and dropped Jimmy Butler onto this team, they'd be 14-1? I don't think so. I mean, I really don't think so. I think it's time to give Steve Kerr some credit, and I'll do it right now. Ever since Jimmy Butler's been here, the rotations have been great. Now, maybe it's because the rotation has been cut down and the decision-making isn't quite as complex as it was before Jimmy Butler's got here. But does he get any... Why wouldn't he get credit for using Moses Moody at four? Nobody thought about using Moses Moody at four, and now the Warriors only have one loss when Moses Moody starts. I always wondered, does he get credit for that, or are you a fan that says, we should have done it sooner? We should have done it sooner.
Oh, man.
What about Quentin Post? I mean, he's a rookie who's now got a role on this team. It's not a huge role, but he gives the Warriors a different look. Steve Kerr's always been kind of criticized for player development, and now all of a sudden I'm looking at this team with Pajemski, Kuminga, Moody, and Post, and they might be perfect young players to play playoff basketball. Maybe that's what he's been doing for the last two or three years, is getting them ready to play playoff basketball, not just in small stretches like they've been asked when they've had superstars on the team. But can anybody argue that right now Moses Moody is more equipped to play in the postseason than he's ever been?
And, Stoney, I'll take it one step further. He deserves that credit. When I make a mistake, I'm the first one to admit it. And I was wondering about the maturation between Kuminga and Moody, but guess what? It's working out. And you asked me about Moses Moody and the young guys in the playoffs. What about Kerr getting credit for Moses Moody's career now? And Pajemski being able to come in year one and be able to facilitate and run a Warrior offense. So, again, I just find it hogwash that a guy that's got so many skins on the wall would need this year to prove it to anybody out there. And I'm not telling you Steve Kerr is perfect, but my God, Steiny, I'm with you in regard to look where they're at now, and I'm putting Kuminga in there. I think he's months or days away from a new contract, but the bottom line is they all came up under Kerr's tutelage, and maybe it was a little later for some, and I know that for a fact, but when it's all said and done, look how these guys, and you mentioned Post and Santos, are performing. You got to tip your cap to Coach Kerr.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ-FM and HD1 San Francisco, always live on the free Odyssey app, Twitch and YouTube, powered by First NorCal Credit Union. As it relates to Moody, the one thing that I think's happened since Butler's gotten here is...
Want to grow your business fast? With TikTok ads, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Not as much as is expected of him. And when your expectations of a player drop a little bit, then it's easier for that player to meet those expectations. I think that Moses Moody has turned into a heck of a role player for this team in the last month or so. And one of the reasons he's thrived is because some of the things that the Warriors have improved on are things that take a little pressure off him. And that is at the offensive end of the court. I do think his defense has been really good the last month, and he's making the big shots that he's taken, but it doesn't feel like he's taken as many three-pointers. And that means the ones that he's taken are more important, and he seems to be making them at a higher rate. As it relates to Moody, I like the way he has been kind of slid into his right spot. And his right spot is as a role player on a real good team, and he's filling that role right now. And as long as he fills it, I think he's going to play a lot on this team, because Kerr tends to play in high leverage situations the guys that he trusts the most. And it feels like slowly but surely he's Moody's won Steve Kerr's trust.
Yeah. And I'll say this. For me, if I had to describe it, you didn't ask, Donnie. I think it's been difficult. Moody could have wilted if he wasn't strong-minded, but you and I have gone back and forth like ping pong, table tennis on what Moses Moody is, Donnie. And I think he's proven scoring double digits in, 23 of his last 27 games he's been there. And I know it's just more than scoring, but Steve Kerr said Saturday he's guarding often the best player on the other team or their point guard. But Stani, not only is he a role player, I think he's showing everybody he's a starter in this league. And he had 8 field goal three-point attempts Saturday, made half of them. And I do remember the one miss in Dallas, but the bottom line is he had the guts to take it. So, I mean, Moses Moody right now can do no wrong, Stani.
I wonder if he's a starter on another team or whether Kerr is kind of falling in love with him at the power forward position. I don't know that he'd start at power forward on any other team, but it doesn't matter, because the Warriors are a team that doesn't mind playing small. They don't mind putting guards on bigger players.
Yeah.
And so far, I don't know if the right phrase is he's gotten away with it, but so far so good with Moses Moody.
No turnovers in 33 minutes Saturday, Stani.
Here's Steve Kerr on being the Warriors' all-time winningest coach.
Yeah, it was a great moment. Being awarded the game ball by the Addles family, it was really beautiful. Be honored by their presence, and obviously Al Addles is Mr. Warrior forever. The record, it's kind of surreal to even think that this could happen. But as I said earlier, it's a reflection of our organizational strength and stability and the talent level over the last, 11 years since I've been here. So I'm incredibly lucky to be part of this organization and part of this city, and very humbled by the honor because of Al's greatness and what he means to the franchise. But I will definitely enjoy the evening and the memory and being with his family especially.
That was Steve Kerr talking about becoming the all-time winningest Golden State Warrior coach.
Yeah, did you see the presentation? I mean, the Warriors just class personified. But did you happen to see the presentation where they gave the game ball to his wife, Stani? I was like, man, that's just – it's touching, it's moving, and they don't forget their own, man. And congrats to Coach Kerr, man.
Yeah,
it's still going.
The other thing about Kerr, too, is does he get any credit – for using Trayce Jackson-Davis and then saying, yeah, I can't use Trayce Jackson-Davis if we want to play a certain way?
Why wouldn't he?
I mean,
are you saying we haven't fielded any calls or There's not much written out there about that, maybe.
No, I'm just saying how do you have a gripe about Steve Kerr right now?
That is wild.
That's my only question. I mean, what more could he theoretically do than he's doing right now? 888-957-9570. Let's go to Tom in Sonoma. Hey, Tom, what's going on, man?
Hey, Steiny. Hey, Guru.
Hey.
It's a beautiful day, man.
Yeah.
Hey, so I feel this game is a must win. We have to beat Denver today, man. Denver has got our number. They have beat us 7 or 8 times. We've got to send a message to these upper echelon teams. We're coming after you. You better get out of our way. Okay? Now, for Jimmy Buckets, that was his worst game as a Warrior, 3-11 the other day, man. We need to have Jimmy. That game was way too close for me. It makes me concerned when he struggles like that with easy shots. Everybody has a bad game, so I'm just going to say it was just a bad game for him and move on. Moody is the best two-way player he's ever been, ever in this league. His defense has finally come around where he is a vicious attacker on the ball. He just attacks that ball. He's doing things I've never seen him do before, and I believe he keeps doing this. He will become a great player. He just got to work harder. So that's all I got to say. Go Warriors. We got to beat Denver tonight, guys.
Appreciate it, Tom. Thanks for the call.
Yeah. And you might get Denver's B team, Stoddy, you know.
What if they don't beat Denver? Then what?
You know, it'll be disappointing, but I damn sure won't, just for me, because you asked me, Stoddy, I won't come in here and strip down everything that I've said in regard to the heights this team can reach. But, you know, they've been getting, you know, some good fortune going their way in regard to guys that are not available that they face. So from that standpoint, you tell me, Stoddy, what would you think? What would an L do? Would you be like, man, you really don't want to see them in the playoffs? Because they're coming in here. I can't remember. The Giants home opener is some days away. Denver comes back that same day. So they'll see Denver here shortly too. So it'll be two games we can look at.
I think it's definitely a big game. It might be the biggest game with Jimmy Butler.
Because they've owned you. And he's right. He hit it.
It might be the if Denver comes in here essentially at full strength, and I know Aaron Gordon didn't play last game, but if they come in here at full strength and the Golden State Warriors win the game, that will be their biggest quality win of the season with Jimmy Butler, I would think. And I'm trying to think off the top of my head, and it would have to be. I mean, Denver's right now tied for second in the West. If you lose to Denver tonight and they had their full team, well, at least you get a gauge of what you're going to have to do in the playoffs if you meet them to beat them. If Denver wins tonight, we're going to have to look at why they won tonight. Did they win because of Jokic and there was no answer for Jokic? Look, here's the other thing to look for tonight at 888-957-9570. I mean, the one thing Jimmy Butler has allowed Steve Kerr to do is go more to the small ball lineup.
Right.
And a lot of fans out there think that small ball may not work against a team like Denver, especially if Denver brings Jokic in here and Porter Jr. in here and Aaron Gordon in here. So let's see how Steve Kerr starts the game tonight. Will he start Draymond at center? Does he start Post at center? Right. I don't know. But tonight we're going to get a lot more answers, I think, about the Golden State Warriors than we have, you know, in the previous week or two.
That's a great point, Stoney. And I'm not putting this at the doorstep of Moses Moody, but it does go to him playing the four. I mean, between OG Anunoby, who I thought was a problem and couldn't believe he didn't have more than 15 shots, Towns and Bridges, Stoney, they had 71 points, you know, between the three of them. That's not all on Moses Moody, but it was jumping out on the TV like, man, they got some size. You still got to put the ball in the hole. But I do wonder, Can Denver somehow with Gordon exploit the fact that we're going small? You would think better teams would be able to, right?
Well, I think that, yes, if Denver's healthy and they're playing Gordon, Porter, and Jokic, that's going to be an issue for the Warriors, the size.
Yes.
compared with the athleticism. No doubt about it. But, you know, maybe that's when Steve Kerr doesn't play small. Maybe that's when he's got to play post in Draymond Green and maybe another big. And let's also see where Jonathan Kuminga fits in.
Yeah, post with another 19 minutes. We hadn't mentioned him, Stani, only 1 for 3, 2 of 4 from the field. But, I mean, he was getting that experience.
I mean, the one thing to me as it relates to Kuminga is, can Kuminga win individual matchups over the course of the rest of the regular season into the playoffs? Can he win the matchup? If he plays Aaron Gordon, can he win the matchup against Aaron Gordon? What if he's playing Michael Porter Jr.? Can he win that matchup against Michael Porter Jr.? Get Porter into a little foul trouble or make Porter a volume shooter.
Yeah.
That's, to me, what it's all going to come down to.
He's got the talent.
Who's got Jamal Murray? This is where I think Steve Kerr leans on Gary Payton II a lot, just to pester Jamal Murray. But look, this is more than just the next Warriors game. This is a game against a team that has had your number when they're healthy, and it's a team that thinks it can win a title just like you do at this point. 888-957-9570 is the number. Also, where are you at with Steve Kerr right now? Where are the fans who haven't been crazy about Steve Kerr? Are you willing to give him credit now for this turnaround, along with Jimmy Butler?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.